We go together like
peas and carrots.
The Peas and Carrots Podcast, sharing life from our piece of the vegetable patch. Brian and Kayla Sanders.
Welcome to the Peas and Carrots Podcast. I'm Brian.
Hi, I'm Kayla.
And this week we're taking a little bit of a departure from our normal format.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Kayla, with Mother's Day and everything, you have a letter to women that you'd like to share.
I do. So to the moms, we are in awe of you. God handpicked you for the little ones he's gifted to your care. He knew that that beautiful human being would need you. Do not allow yourself to fall prey to the negative voices whispering condemnations and comparisons. Resist the urge to be superwoman, because we need each other. Brave inviting that other woman into your circle. Maybe she's the single college girl or the newlywed, the grandma, or the other moms in your life. Your messy is both beautiful and refreshing. Do not wait until your house is put together or your hair is washed. Forgive the well-meaning who offer unsolicited advice. It's not automatically a critique of your parenting. You get to choose what suggestions and opinions are helpful and what you are meant to step over. To those wishing to be moms, your life has purpose. You are not defined by your womb. God knew your story the day he started knitting you together. Mothering doesn't always look like caring just for those you birthed. We women are born nurturers. Ask God to give you opportunities to pour into other women. Perhaps that means showing up for a new mom so she can nap while you babysit. Maybe you can open your home to college girls. You are not less than. It is okay to grieve something you wish for but couldn't have, but resist the urge to let it consume or define you. God may give you opportunities you couldn't otherwise have pursued. Forgive the comments that may sting about how luxurious your life is without children. They are usually just attempts to fill the silence. To those who are dreading Mother's Day, I am sorry for your hurt or your sadness. Whether that's grieving a mom who's no longer with you, a strained relationship, or your own disappointment, give yourself much grace this weekend. There's no rule that you must attend every celebration. Trust your heart and mind for what it needs on this day. Linger over that cup of coffee or tea. Curl up with your favorite book. Go for a walk at your favorite spot, but surround yourself with those you feel leave you feeling loved and safe. Cling tight to the truth that God loves you deeply and he can be trusted with your breaking heart. Dear women, we need each other and we truly are better together. May we lay down our impulses to compete or compare. Each of us has so much we bring to the table. Genuinely see the women God has placed around you. Choose to link arms rather than push others away. Let us be the ones who cheer the loudest, laugh the longest, love the deepest.
Wow. This is the Peas and Carrots Podcast. Thank you for listening. I want to ask you to do one thing. If you have found Miss Kayla's letter to women encouraging, would you mind sharing this with another lady, another single mom, or just another, you know, another lady, and just encourage them? Miss Kayla, proud of you, and I'm thankful for you.
For more about the Peas and Carrots Podcast and to reach out to Brian and Kayla, visit peasandcarrotspodcast.com. Navigating life as a mom or a dad in a blended family can be a real challenge. But working together with God's help, there are strategies that work and ideas to cope. Blended is a podcast hosted by dad and pastor Derek Withrow, designed as real help for the 40% of families with kids from a previous marriage. Make it your next download on Apple, Google, or wherever you listen.